Sunday. So we have a bit of those themes all throughout the service today. And I do know some celebrations. Now, Lisanne, who's a member of our choir, she'll probably be watching from home today. She had a birthday on the 24th, so happy birthday. We'll wave and she'll see us from there. And I know we have a birthday girl in the congregation who is turning 91 on April 30th. Someone, did you hear that? Someone said, woo! Right, yeah, 91, woo! April 30th, Ann Murphy, right here. Happy birthday! Any other birthdays? Any other birth? Is it your birthday? When's your birthday? Happy birthday! Wonderful! Happy birthday, Jerry. Wonderful. Any other birthdays? Well, Tom is ready. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Well done. Well done. It is with deep gratitude and respect the Trinity United Church, Summerside, gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquid, Prince Edward Island is covered by the historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. Today, I invite Phoebe to come forward and light the Christ candle for us, reminding that the light of Christ is to be taken out into the world in our thoughts and in our deeds. I'll let you light that right there. So that this world can be transformed by the light of love, hope, peace, and joy. You can blow that out. Amen. And all glory to God. Please join me in the call to worship. Shh. Did you notice that?
People are talking, whispering, laughing.
That too, but more.
There's the hum of electricity, the speakers, the instruments ready to break out into song.
That too, but more, a vibration.
Hey, do you feel that?
I feel a bit chilly. I feel a bit thirsty.
That too, but more.
I feel a bit nervous in front of all these people.
That too, but more. A presence. God is here.
That's it. God is here.
That's it. God.
Let's celebrate. Please be seated. And let us join our voices in the gathering prayer, words on the screen and in your bulletins. Peace, peace in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace with justice in church, community, and world. Amen. Let that be so, as we share in the words and the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And at this time, I welcome, actually, I'm just going to come down here because you kind of all congregated in the same area. But if you are visiting with us, ages 3 to 15, to come up front here, and we will have our time for all ages. Great. Do you want to come over here? It might be easier. You can help me. All right, everyone. So I packed a bag. I'm heading camping. The weather kind of turns iffy. Need your help, all of you, okay? So I packed a bag. Let's say it starts to rain. What would I need to help me if it started to rain? I was going camping and it started to rain. There's no wind, but it starts to rain. What? Let's check. Let's see. Help me out. Is there anything in there? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I think I feel something. It's stuck. Pull it out. Thank you, your help. It's an umbrella. I'm not opening it up. My mom taught me better than that. But it's an umbrella, right? That would help you from the rain. Okay, there's a storm. Okay, what about all of a sudden, oh my goodness, it starts blowing really, 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 really bad. What might I have to protect myself if it's blowing? What should I wear to protect myself if it's blowing really, really bad? A what? A coat, right? Back in the 80s, 80 girls, ponchos was more like 70s, but in the 80s, there was this thing called a, yeah, 80s girl, there you go, a windbreaker. I still have one. Of course I do. You put on a windbreaker because it breaks the wind. Right, okay, so if it rains, I have a what? Umbrella. If it's windy, I have a windbreaker. That's right. Oh my goodness, it's spring in PEI and it starts to snow. What would I need? What would I need? I need a shovel. I do need a shovel. To protect maybe my hands. What? Mittens, okay. So because it is PEI and it is spring, I would need mittens. Okay, mittens. Huh. What about all of a sudden the sun comes out again? Sunscreen, yes, that's very wise. Yes, you sound like my mother. But the sun comes out and, you know, my head's getting really hot. What would I need? And sunglasses, you were right. You can see, hear them. A hat. All these things are a response. In the story that we're going to hear today, we are told that there is a bad storm that has come up. And we are waiting as disciples for a response from Jesus. And Jesus doesn't quite respond the way we think that Jesus should respond in that moment. But then he makes it very clear of how following Jesus, how we have the safety, the response of be it an umbrella, a windbreaker, mitts, and hat. Sometimes we don't know quite what the response will be that will help us. And Jesus, though, says, I am with you. So Hannah's going to offer us that story today. Thank you, Hannah. And the book is up there.
A storm. Jesus and his friends, the disciples, met by a lake one day. They were going to go fishing together. Creak, creak, the fishing boat rocked as Jesus put one leg over the side of the boat and pulled himself in. Follow me, Jesus said to his disciple friends. One by one, they climbed into the boat. Finally, they pushed off from shore. Jesus' friends talked and laughed in the boat. They told stories about all the fish they caught on this lake. What was your best fishing trip, Jesus? One of his friends asked. But Jesus did not answer. He was sound asleep. Great clouds came into the sky and pushed out the sun. The boat rocked harder now. The first raindrops came, plop, plop. The disciples held their cloaks around them as the rain fell harder. Brr, the rain was cold, and the wind was blowing strong against their skin. Waves came over the top of the boat. Splash. Lightning flashed all around the boat. Thunder cracked. Jesus' friends yelled, "We shouldn't be out here on the lake." How could Jesus sleep? Flashes of light and gusts of wind came every second. Jesus' friends couldn't wait any longer. They shook Jesus awake. "Help us, Jesus," they cried. Jesus opened his eyes and saw the fear on their faces. "Why are you so afraid?" he asked. Jesus stood up in the boat and lifted his arms. "Peace, be still." In an instant, waves lay down on the lake. Shh. Clouds made a space for the sun. The raindrops stopped, and there was silence instead of thunder. Jesus' friends stared at each other. Did you see that? Jesus saved us. We're alive. We survived that awful storm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Hannah. As we sing you out to Junior Church today, we're reminded that we are never alone, that we have supports that are around us, and that even in the stormiest of seas, they will be calm. Once again, amen.
Don't be afraid, my love. Good morning. I'm not a public speaker, so I'm smiling at the song we just sang. This morning's reading is from Psalm 46, our responsive reading. God is our refuge and strength. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should quake and the mountains fall into the depths of the sea.
Though the waters of the sea rage and roar, and the mountains tremble at the tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, sanctifying the dwelling of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be moved. God will help at the break of day.
Nations are in tumult, empires are shaking.
For God speaks, and the earth melts away.
Come and see what God has done, the wonders wrought upon the earth.
God makes wars to cease in all the world. God breaks the bow and snaps the spear, and burns the shields in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
Exalt in all nations, exalt in the earth.
The God of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
And please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I will be honest. I love a good storm. Now, I'm not talking about the storms that create mass destructions or ones that hurt people and such. That's not the kind of storms that I'm thinking of or referring to when I say I love a good storm. The storms that I like, what I envision, are storms that are awe-inspiring. Natural events where weather makes us all pause for just a moment, maybe keeps us indoors for a little while so that we can witness to be, maybe even take a little notice from our everyday events. As a child, when we would get a good thunderstorm, as an example, that would allow a break from the task on the farm. Whatever was happening at the time, there would be a break in that. We could change gears, rework our plans for the day, and I would love it. Not just the break from the work that we had planned and was at hand, but I loved that we had that pause and that shifting of gears. I also loved that waiting to see if the thunderstorm would be fork lightning or heat lightning. Okay? Those who know, right? Would it be that fork lightning or would it be heat lightning or also sheet lightning? Same thing. Because that reality would determine if it was safe to run out in the front yard and bask in the downpour rain. Would I be allowed to find joy within the thunderstorm? Would I be allowed to go outside in that downpour rain, to feel the excitement in the sky lighting up, to be surprised by the crash of thunder, counting the seconds between the lightning flash and the sound of thunder to see how close the storm actually was? Waiting patiently as I could, standing in the kitchen in my swimsuit, looking out the window, waiting for Mom to say it was safe to go outside because it was heat lightning. That meant I could go out and enjoy the thunderstorm. I could go out and be fully immersed, literally. And I did, and I was. There is something wonderful about that pause in the waiting to see if it was safe to proceed into the rush of a storm. If I could get that nod, if I could just get that nod from my mom to go out and enjoy nature in its finest, to be given permission so that I could enjoy all of it up close. I just had to wait. I just had to wait for my mother to say it was okay. Waiting till the person who loved me and cared for me to confirm that I could venture out. And for me, a storm created excitement. So much excitement that I needed to listen to the wisdom of a caring mother, grounded in knowledge. Wait for her to offer me some guidance within that excitement that I was feeling. She didn't take away the excitement. She met me in that excitement. Excitement that could potentially cloud my best judgment. There I stood, waiting for guidance that would hopefully give my adventurous spirit a bit of a safer reality. Not to hinder it. Not to hinder what I was waiting for on the other side of that porch door. Nature is to be respected. And grounded knowledge, deep wisdom about any kind of storm is an asset. My mother, for example, did not welcome storms the way that I did. She experienced them with more caution. That caution came from her own lived experiences. A storm is not something that is enjoyed by all. Storms can be scary, unpredictable, and sometimes we just want the storm to subside quickly. Finding space once again to breathe a sigh of relief. Finding that steady ground. Be it if you like a good storm or not, One thing we all have in common is the fact that we try and find some sort of anchor amid any storm. We try and find solace within a storm. Those words of comfort and confirmation we pray will show itself again after the storm. To find a time of peace, a time to be still. That is what we are all seeking, and that is what we trust we will find. Today, in the Spark Bible reading that Hannah shared this morning, we hear a similar theme. There is great trust in the presence of God within this scripture reading from the Gospel of Matthew. During the most difficult moments of our lives, our faith can keep us focused. And God never abandons us. We are called. We're called to pause. We're called to be stilled. We're called to listen and to respond. No matter what kind of storm we're experiencing or how we feel about that storm, there is grounding. There is wisdom and a reality that peace will emerge in and throughout it all. We do this with trust in our faith and trust in God, who created us so that peace will and could be found. The disciples in that boat on that stormy sea find that Jesus brings peace to chaos. No matter the chaos, how big it might feel, how much chaos is in our lives, there is a lived faith that Jesus is with us through all of this, all that the world can bring us. There is this deep trust that we are to embody when it comes to our own relationship with this faith of ours. That when we finally see Jesus as more than a teacher, as more than a friend, when we see Jesus as the Messiah, God with us, that is when we can move into any storm feeling well equipped. And this takes faith. And it's not a quick fix. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of perseverance. This takes a faith that we are to work on every single day. You see, when we work on our faith, then that internal conflict that we feel, all of us have internal conflicts pulling us in all sorts of directions. But when we work on our faith, we begin to not only recognize how we are feeling, facing those internal conflicts, but we can change how we feel. We can find a grounding, an anchor, steady ground. And in doing so, we can also change how we react to the external realities. You see, I cannot run out into the thunderstorm in my swimsuit with the same joy, felt support, knowledge, and comfort if I don't trust the words and confirmation of my mother. That is the same with our relationship with God, with our faith in God. We cannot move within this world in the same way without the assurance of our faith that God is with us, a loving God, a present God. More than just being protected, we are well equipped. It's more than just being protected. We're well equipped with the knowledge, with the presence, with the lived experience because of Jesus being with us, teaching us, showing us. My mother didn't just protect me. Do as I say. It was more than that. She gave me knowledge so that I could manage out in that storm. She was present, teaching me, showing me. Did all of that make the storm go away? No. However, within all of it, we can learn to proceed, to create a space for peace within us and around us. That is how faith works. Psalm 46, again, is similar in its messaging around not only how faith works, but how the very nature of God works within that faith. The psalm holds confidence in God, an ever-present and unshakable God. There is strength found in and with God. We are never forsaken. That within any situation, God is not only present, but does protect, teaches wisdom, creates a space where we can maneuver and strive. And we are urged to be still and trust, to take what we're learning in our faith and then show that in who we are now and who we are becoming. We don't stay asleep in the boat. We wake up. We respond. And that, what you're doing here, this is to be transformative. God doesn't just provide, God equips. When we feel things are in disarray, when the world seems to be breaking apart, we, in our faith, we are never alone and God is never far away. God is with us, as the book of Isaiah and the book of Revelation reminds us. God is making and creating new things all the time within creation, all the time within your church, all the time within your faith, within us and within this world. Jesus was the living example of this and is today, continues to be an example through his life, his death, and resurrection. What we as Christians must ask ourselves, every moment, I ask myself every moment of every day, do we trust? Do we have faith? Do we listen? Do we become part of that something new? Or are we always trying to hold on to the past? Be it preparing for a storm of life in general, we take the wisdom that we've learned. All of us have so much lived wisdom. We take all of that. We live within that. We gain trust. In the Christian faith of ours, we are asked to do the same. We are to take that wisdom that we have learned and will continue to learn, and we are to trust in God. Despite the unknown waves that will roll and the hidden obstacles that we will face, we are to remember that we are not alone, and we have the compass in our faith of ours, to help us, to lead us, to be part of this becoming. All glorious gods. Amen.
Morning. Room to speak, speak to listen. On Wednesday afternoon, a group of young people came together to do something simple and powerful. They talked. These gatherings were part of a mentorship and mental health program through the National Council of Churches in Kenya. For many of these youth who take part, it's one of the few places where they feel safe enough to share what they are thinking and experiencing. Christine now leads these conversations as a mentor. But her journey to this moment began in a similar circle as someone seeking support herself. In Kenya, young people are expected to grow up fast. At age 15, they may be seen as old enough to handle life on their own. But the reality is hard. Youth may not get to the encouragement or support they need. Some may leave school early, often become a teen pregnancy, and need to work, or lack of access to education in general. And showing emotion, crying, opening up, can be a sense of weakness. Christine knows this reality firsthand. When struggling, going unspoke, young people can feel completely alone. Youth suicide is real and painful reality. She once carried burdens in silence, feeling the weight of an expectancy without a safe place to share what she was experiencing. She found this in NCCK mentorship program. In those Wednesday gatherings, Christine discovered something that she had been missing, a place where she could speak freely, where her thoughts and feelings mattered. Mental health means feeling safe enough to express your thoughts and feelings. She now expresses with the clarity of someone who she has lived with. Talking it out is the best way out. The support she received didn't help her survive. It transformed her. "It's been one of my dreams to be there for someone," she shared. The dream became her reality. Today, Christine mentors 40 young people through the UCC Youth Mentorship Program. She begins to each session and understands of someone who has sat in her seat, who knows what it means to have someone to listen. As a mother, she practices her parenting, encouraging conversation and honesty with her own daughter. She became the person she once became. She became the person she once was. Her advice to the young people she mentors come from experience. Embrace the support if you have someone. Christine built a community of young people who she can support one another, breaking the cycle of silence that too often leads to isolation and despair. Through her journey, her mentor has become her mentee. She's proved that healing isn't just a personality, it's a multiple. Through Mission and Service Partners, the National Council of Churches in Kenya, Christine and her community are creating spaces for young people to be heard and reminding them that they matter. When we support Mission and Service, we are helping make space like this possible. Places where listening leads to hope and where young people don't need to face things alone. Let's be the community that shows up. By giving to Mission and Service, we stand with young people in Kenya and around the world, helping ensure that safe circles continue, mentors are trained, and hope keeps multiplying.
Good morning. Administrative Professionals Day is on Wednesday, April 29th. And I'd like to ask Joyce Hazard to come forward so we could take some time during our worship to acknowledge her and her exceptional job she performs each and every day for us. Hi, Joyce. She printed this up. No, I'm just kidding. In the life and times of the church, much of what sustains our community happens beyond the pulpit. It happens in the phone calls answered with patience, in bulletins prepared with care, in calendars organized with precision, and the countless details of ensuring our shared work flows with grace and purpose. Joyce is often the first voice people hear and the first face they see. In many ways, she embodies the spirit of welcome that lies at the heart of our faith. Joyce, your work is not simply administrative, it is ministry. It is an extension of our hospitality, stewardship, and service. You help create order out of complexity, calm in moments of urgency, and connection in times when people need it most. Through your efforts, the church becomes more accessible, more responsive, and more compassionate. In a world that often overlooks quiet contributions, today we pause to say, we see you, we value you, and we are grateful for you. Your commitments strengthen us, not only in the daily operations of the church, but also the relationships that bind us together as a community of faith. May you feel appreciated not only today, but every day. And may the work you do continue to be a blessing to this church and to all who walk through its doors. Thank you very much. Just a small token of our appreciation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, I got to follow that. Good morning. Get your tickets for the fundraising hot turkey dinner on June 6th. They're available in the office or by contacting members of council. They'll also be available for the next three Sundays at the back of the church, before service, for as long as the tickets last. This fundraiser is to raise the funds needed to paint the sanctuary. If for some reason you are not available or just don't like turkey dinner, which I can't understand, we have another way for you to support this fundraiser. 25 to 30 gallons of paint will be required to paint this area. A can of paint is about $60, so you can donate the full amount for a full can. You can donate half the amount for half a can, or maybe even a buck just to open the can. Who knows? Make painting of the sanctuary so you can donate the full amount or parts. Make painting the sanctuary on your envelope or your e-transfer when you drop it off at the office. Just let them know. Everything looks better with a fresh coat of paint. On June 7th, you are invited to a watch party of the closing worship of Fundy St. Lawrence Dawning Waters Regional Annual Meeting. We are inviting anyone who wishes to watch the service to gather here in the sanctuary. For this Sunday only, worship will be starting at 10 a.m. and live streamed from Convocation Hall in Sackville, New Brunswick. This service will have Holy Communion, ordination of new ministers, and the induction of the president, past president, and president-elect of the region. The new president inducted will be somebody from this charge, the Reverend Rachel Campbell. The service will continue for about 1.5 to 2 hours, but you are free to come and go as you wish. And guess what? There's refreshments and cookies. So please join the party on June 7th. For additional information on these and other events in the life and work of Trinity and out into the community, the bulletin or takeaway are available at the entrances and on the website, trinitysummerside.ca. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith who are willing to share their time, talent, and treasure all year round.
Thank you, all of you. From Barb, reminding us of how we can make space, safe spaces within this world. for Darlene, for reminding us of how we can respond to the person that comes to the door and on the phone, and how we have an amazing response to everyone that comes to this place. We are so thankful for that response. And for Nancy to reminding us that even just opening a can of paint can make a difference. As Gary brings forward the offering plate, it is a sign and symbol of not only our presence, time, talent, and treasures, but how we share with one another on a regular basis together within this church and out into the world. For those who are able in the presence of God, please rise as we offer a blessing over the offering today. Let us pray. Loving Creator, help us to remember that we are made to love, and in doing so, we bring who we are. We bring our talents, we bring our offering, so that it may continue to show the loving ministry of your church into the world. Bless our offering as you have blessed us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Divine source in whom we live and move and have our being, we celebrate your presence this day. We give thanks for the many years of vibrant ministry shared in the camps within the United Church of Canada and all the sanctuaries. Thank you for the unique ways that we share your presence and your call to be loving creators, co-creators of your world within your world, and inspire us today to hear your call for each of us to participate, be it in the ministry of camp, music ministry, in other concrete ways where we are ever present, just like you are ever present to us this day and every day. We pray for peace. We dream of a world in which peace with justice is the norm. Peace in the world, peace in our communities, peace in our homes, peace within our beings. Compassionate God, empower us to be more active in our concern, more generous with ourselves and our resources, that we might actively participate in the creation of peace within our world, in our community, our churches, our workplaces, schools, our camps, in all places. Give us the courage, the patience, the honesty about ourselves, and the gentleness of spirit that are needed in a world filled with turmoil. As our work requires the balance of worship to be sustainable, remind us to also be still in meaningful ways. Remind us to breathe deeply. and to center ourselves in your unfailing presence with and within us. Help us to see you in the faces and the actions in all we meet, in our community, at our doors. These and the prayers that we hold within our spirit, we offer you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now that's big organ. Let us go in peace to be agents of that peace, knowing that we are never alone. For the grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the peace of the Spirit are always with us. Amen and hallelujah.